Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From uneven pressure points, Rain-X's contoured blades hug your windshield, maintaining an even pressure distribution.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 52. Don't miss the New England Patriots take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Listen live Super Bowl Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock straight up. And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at the Allstate Arena on February 6th when they host Michigan. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Super Bowl 52 is set for a week from this coming Sunday, as it will be the Patriots and the Eagles. New England rallied late yesterday to win its game. Meanwhile, Philadelphia scored the final 38 points in their lopsided victory. And afterwards, their coach Doug Peterson, he almost couldn't believe he's heading to the big game up in Minneapolis.
I mean, it's kind of surreal, you know. I love coaching this football team. I love coaching those players in there. It's a tremendous feeling, quite honestly. I mean, it just really hasn't sunk in.
Also in the NFL, Steve Wilks, he's the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. He comes over from Carolina, where he was the defensive coordinator. College Buckets will have the Illinois-Michigan State game tonight here on The Score, the pregame starting at 7:30. Tennis, American Madison Keys, she advanced to the ladies' quarterfinals at the Australian Open. And three top leaders of the U.S. Gymnastics Board of Governors, they've all stepped down amid the current sexual abuse scandal. At CC's, if you don't see what you want on the buffet, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, and it's included with your buffet for just $5 and change. Only at CC's, dine-in only, price may vary, restrictions do apply. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the radio home for Super Bowl 52 on Sunday, February 4th, when the Patriots do take on the Eagles. It's all right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Brady will go under center. White the single back. Brady turns. Play action. Has all day. Throwing back of the end zone. Leaping up. Amendola pulls it in. Touchdown! Danny Amendola along the back line of the end zone from 4 yards out. The ladder and may have just climbed the Patriots back to the Super Bowl.
Question about his hands swirling, throws for 290, and he's going back to the Super Bowl.
New England does it in one of the toughest years. We thought they lost a lot of guys. You lose Gronkowski, give Bill Belichick credit. This team finds a way, special, unique. We're never going to see this type of thing happen again over the last 15, 17 years. It's truly generational.
The clock hits zero, and the Patriots continue to rewrite history.
Highlights courtesy Westwood One and CBS. You heard that radio highlight right here on Sports Radio 670. The Bernstein and Goff Show, Hub Arkish of Pro Football Weekly and Shaw Media sitting in for Jason Goff today. We are now joined by former Patriots All-Pro offensive tackle Matt Light on Sports Radio 670. Matt, how are you?
Well, I'll tell you, after yesterday, I had to take a little bit of heart pressure medication and kind of calm myself down. But, you know, they continue to do this to us here in the New England region, where they have to make it a little bit more interesting than we care to, you know, watch. But they got it done.
Now, before we talk about the football aspect of this, there is something else going on with the Super Bowl that I think people should know about. Your foundation, the Light Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that exists to give at-risk kids a better chance at leading healthy lives using the outdoors to learn and grow. It's a 50-50 raffle open to everybody. It's just $1 each at playoffraffle.org. And then the winner, the grand prize winner, if I get this right, two tickets to the Super Bowl with flights and hotel. It's a pretty cool thing for a great cause.
Well, listen, it's been an awesome run. We did one for the divisional game. We did one for the AFC championship game. And we're lucky enough to be hosting another raffle. And, yeah, playoffraffle.com. You can get, you know, as many dollar tickets as you want. The people that won last week, you know, they spent, I believe, maybe $20 each. And but we've had people, you know, that have spent $10. Doesn't really matter what it is. It's all going to support the Life Foundation. We're hoping to raise a lot of money and send a lucky winner to Minneapolis for what's going to be, I think, an incredible football game.
Matt, I'm intrigued that for somebody who is part of the Patriot family, even you need blood pressure medicine. I mean, aren't you? Didn't you assume that this is what was going to happen, or is it a new year every year and you just can never assume anything?
You know, I try not to ever assume anything. I'm still in the Belichick mode of, you know, we have to prove it every second. We're never really that good. We're always one play away from disaster. You know, he was pretty good at getting guys mentally prepared by keeping us on edge and, you know, keeping us looking internally at what we can all do better. And so when I look at that game on paper, I thought to myself, well, okay, this is going to be, you know, a bit of a dogfight, but they should be able to walk away with this one. And, boy, it just never panned out. They couldn't get much going early in the game. You know, they had real issues on third down and in the secondary. You know, there were some pretty big holes, but overall, you know, they did what they do, and they came roaring back in the fourth quarter, and what a game.
Fascinating that you are already at a point where you say they instead of we, because a lot of times it takes decades before anybody changes that particular pronoun.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. People always ask, you know, do you miss it? And during the regular season, I always come back very quickly with no. You know, I definitely don't feel like hitting anybody anymore. I've been out long enough that, you know, I've kind of lost that part of my fight. But when you get to the playoffs, there is a part of you that says, boy, this would be awesome to be out there and be a part of this. And then you remember what it takes to get to that point, and you're like, nah, I'm all good. I'm set.
We were talking about it before, just when we hear Tom Brady talk, and it just seems nobody really even knows him well. Even these books that are written about him and his way of doing things, there's not a lot of real access, it seems. And he comes across like, I can't figure out what it is, where there's just something that doesn't quite seem real about his interviews, about his interactions. Is he keeping people at arm's length on purpose? I mean, you've been around him as a teammate in the locker room, or is that just kind of who he is?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, I came into the fold here in New England in 2001, and you know, having played in the Big Ten, you know, I honestly didn't know much about Tommy. You know, he was a backup here. He was a guy that lived with a former teammate of mine at Purdue. So when I got to New England, you know, he had been here for a year. My former teammate at Purdue had been here for a year. They're really the only people that I knew when I walked into Foxborough. So it's been interesting to watch him go from this backup to what is now, I don't know, the best player, you know, in league history. But, I mean, definitely could fight for that title. And I think along the way, you know, he really hasn't changed that much. I mean, his focus, the way he approaches the game, hasn't got caught up in all the hype and everything else. He truly loves to go out and compete. And competition, I think, is the one thing that I would say is the driving force in anybody that is as successful as Tom Brady. And I would put up there that category, my former quarterback at Purdue and a guy that almost made it to this point if it wasn't for a crazy play, Mr. Drew Brees. You know, both those guys are as competitive as it gets, and that's the only thing that they really focus on.
Matt, there's a story here. I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it yet, but I promise you it's going to get legs over the next 10 days, 2 weeks. You go back to the last time the Eagles and the Patriots played in the Super Bowl. You guys were in Jacksonville in 2004, and it was immediately following that game that Charlie Weiss, the offensive coordinator, and Romeo Crennel, the defensive coordinator, left. It was 3 years before you got back to a Super Bowl, 10 years before you won another one. A lot of turnover on the coordinator side. People tend to not give these guys credit. They just say it was Belichick, and yet clearly there was a change. What was it like in 05, in 06, as you guys were going through that transition?
You know, it was difficult. I can remember giving those guys a send-off, you know, in the days leading up to, you know, that game and that Super Bowl. And you know, that was an interesting time, you know, when both Romeo and Charlie, you know, were going to go on and do their thing. There's a part of you that felt like, man, you know, the gang isn't all here, you know, it's going to be a different world. And really though, when we got back into it the following season and the following seasons, you know, really the process was completely intact. And yeah, there were different people, you know, in those positions, and whether it was Josh stepping in as coordinator or Billy O'Brien or any of the other folks that we had on the coaching carousel, everybody still has to fall in line with Coach Belichick's system and his level of accountability and everything else. So, yeah, those guys mean a lot to the system, and there is going to be a little bit of a shakeup if those guys end up going elsewhere. But I think overall, you're still going to see the Belichick mold, you know, over everything, and it'll fall in line sooner or later.
All right, so when it actually happens, when the preparation for a Super Bowl begins, and guys might be around the facility today, maybe get a little time off in there, but when it starts in earnest, what happens here? You have been through this before. You're a three-time Super Bowl champion. What does Bill Belichick do to get his team ready?
Well, today was an interesting day for those guys, because there's a lot of smiles, there's a lot of high fives, there's a lot of hugs, you know, there's a lot of jockeying for position when it comes to, you know, the veteran guys making sure they got all the tickets they want and all the young guys getting the scraps. You know, it's today's a very interesting day. Tomorrow will be an interesting day. But truly by Wednesday and Thursday, you know, Bill's going to have these guys focus solely on, you know, understanding the opponent, watching as much film as they can, because there's a unique window of opportunity to prep before you get down and you get into the crazy world that is being on site at the Super Bowl. And he's going to draw a line in the sand and say that, hey, you know, this is a special moment, but it's a special moment for your friends and your family. For all of us in the locker room, for all of those guys, you know, they're going to have one mission. And it's hard to do. It's very difficult. I mean, I played in 5 Super Bowls, and they were all very different in terms of the preparation and the kind of how you approach the week, because the media comes at different angles, and, you know, the storyline's different. The players are different every year. But, you know, the preparation will still be the same. They'll still be doing all those things that got them to this point.
You know, Matt, I would never suggest that any player on an NFL roster is not a great football player when you look at the funnel you go through from high school football to college to just getting to the NFL. But what is it about either Belichick or the Patriot way, whichever one you want to call it, that takes players who were not difference makers on other teams and makes them playmakers and difference makers with the Patriots?
You know, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think that, you know, everybody responds differently to different, you know, situations and atmospheres. But when you walk into, you know, the Patriots organization, there's just a different feel to it. And look, I've been in the real world long enough now to realize that, you know, I can't take the same techniques and tactics that Coach Belichick used in the locker room and apply it to the real world, because the truth is,
like, what can't you translate specifically?
Well, listen, you can't in the real world. If I were to treat any of the people that work for me as direct as a coach does, right? And for anybody that's played sports, you realize the difference between, you know, coaching and trying to get people to do things better and harder and faster and all those things. That it comes with a little bit of friction, and not everybody's cut out for that. So when you try to apply those things to the real world, they just don't work. But look, it's a demanding atmosphere. You know, you walk into that stadium at any given time, and, you know, look, you're going to see a lot of guys that are kind of walking around, and, you know, they've been in the dog days. They've been asked to do a lot, whether it's practice or film study. He calls you out in meetings. He puts up, you know, what we used to call the low lights every Monday. And even if you beat a team, even when we were 16-0 and 18-0, you know, we never had a high five or an attaboy. So, you know, it's just a very demanding place. And most people, you know, that just wouldn't work out real well because they'd fall apart or you'd lose their attention or you wouldn't gain their respect because they didn't think that it would work. But he's been doing it for so long and it's such a high level and never takes his foot off the pedal that you just realize that you better fall in line or else he's going to move on and somebody else will take your spot.
And you did it for 11 years without experiencing a different philosophy elsewhere. Guys play for multiple teams. They know there's multiple ways to skin a cat, even though nobody's done it quite the way Belichick has done it. After the fact, you talk about how demanding it is. Has there ever been a time, you know, maybe at a dinner, a banquet, an alumni thing where maybe he has given you an attaboy? Did it ever come? I mean, I know that, look, everybody, they all party and you stand there and you get your parade and you get your confetti shower. But I would think that there'd still be in the player-coach relationship, you know, hey, didn't I do okay?
Yeah, well, you're always wondering that. And a direct one-on-one conversation with Bill, you may leave with more questions unanswered than answered. He has a unique way of keeping you in suspense. But no, look, I mean, I'm the kind of guy, and again, every player's different, but I wanted to earn everything that I got. And that may sound like a duh or no kidding, but that's not always the case. I mean, you have guys, especially in today's game, that have been told how great they are. They can't ever make a mistake because nobody will let them. You know, it's just they come out of college and they got a real chip on their shoulder and they truly haven't earned it in some cases. I was always the guy. I wanted to go out and prove it during practice. I wanted to prove it, you know, in preseason. I wanted to prove it in every game. And I felt like I had to, you know, and that was always my mentality. So I could definitely relate to his coaching style. And it wasn't, you know, I didn't butt heads with it, so to speak. And we had a lot of guys like that. And I think that's what you see in a lot of cases of these blue collar, not blue chip, but blue collar type players that can come in and they buy into the system and they don't have to be sold on the system, so to speak. So there's a lot of things like that. And I've definitely gotten some attaboys in retirement and, he's had a few good things to say about me. So I think we did all right together.
You know, Matt, you watch the way these teams play going all the way back to your rookie year, right up through yesterday, and you see the Pats offense and defense calling plays, scheming and doing things that other teams for whatever reason just don't figure out. And I want to go back again to this idea of where Belichick fits. After Charlie Weiss left in 04, Belichick didn't have an offensive coordinator in 05. Then Josh McDaniels comes 06 to 08 and then in 9 and 10 again. I guess Belichick is kind of coordinating the offense himself, and yet there's this perception, well, he originally was a defensive coordinator. Actually, I think he had special teams work, too. Is he just a football savant, or again, is it just the Patriot way in the system that allows all this to work this way?
Well, look, I number one, I think he's got some of the best assistant coaches in league history. I mean, I would put Dante Scarnecchia up there, who has been highlighted more because of the fact that he left and then came back and the immediate impact that made. But I would also use guys like the Matt Patricias who are on the staff now, and of course the Josh McDaniels, but going back to the Ivan Fears and some of these guys have just been coaching forever, and just the awesome responsibility that comes with, you know, that type of coaching and what they're asked to do. But look, as far as Coach Belichick goes, there's not a person that I know of on earth that has the institutional knowledge of the game of football the way he does. He's a historian. He can go back and tell you what happened on the third series of the 86 Giants, you know, offensive series against so-and-so. I mean, on what date? I mean, it's almost a little scary to hear him go back and pull up some of these recollections and some of these things that he's been a part of or that he studied and he knows. So, you know, it can be intimidating. And if you're a young guy walking into the organization now, your whole life, all you've known is Coach Belichick and Tom Brady winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl. So, you know, God love him. I mean, but walking into that situation today versus when I did, I couldn't imagine the difference.
Matt, thanks for all your time today, and it's very cool what you and your wife are doing with the Light Foundation. Raffle tickets are $1 each at playoffraffle.org, with proceeds benefiting the Light Foundation and the good work that you do. You're going to send a couple people to the Super Bowl to help out a bunch of at-risk kids, and glad you could join us today.
Well, listen, I appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll be looking for another hopefully Pat's victory coming here in a couple weekends.
Yeah, I think it's coming. Whether anybody wants it or not, it's coming. Matt, thank you.
Thanks.
Matt Light, the all-pro offensive tackle, a three-time Super Bowl champion, three-time Pro Bowler, and was on the New England Patriots All-2000s team.
He's a good football player. He actually battled some injuries the second half of his career and was one of the all-time tough guys as well. And not at all surprised to see him doing great work in the community now.
This segment brought to you by Shell. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving 5 cents a gallon today. 312-644-6767. That's our phone number. A little bit of news per Adrian Wojnarowski. As predicted on this very show by the man in that very chair, if you were listening closely last week, he said, don't be surprised if the Milwaukee Bucks fire head coach Jason Kidd. The Milwaukee Bucks fired head coach Jason Kidd.
And the man in the chair was Jason Goff.
Correct. It was a different man, same chair, different man. But
a lot of Jasons.
Yeah, I'm of two minds when it comes to that. And we can talk about it a little bit as part of our ongoing football conversation. Ryan Hannibal of WEEI is going to join us after 5, opening up a little bit here. Maybe you heard our discussion before about the really unfortunate comments that Tom Izzo made regarding Larry Nassar and going to bat for a regime at Michigan State that really doesn't deserve that kind of protection. I think that there needs to be a house cleaning there, as there is going on today. If you're just joining us, USA Gymnastics looks like is beginning a much needed purge of their board of directors. I think the same has to happen in East Lansing. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Hub's in for Jason today on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, and that's why they're the Patriots and nobody else is or ever will be. Because Tom Brady and Bill Belichick will find a way to win when they should not be able to win. They will find a way to win when their best weapon has a sliced hand and their second best weapon is in concussion protocol. They will find a way to win when they can't move the ball. When virtually nothing is working, not even their gimmick plays. Be honest, how many of you Patriot haters were watching and thinking, good, now they're going to get theirs? And it won't even be by Pittsburgh, it's Jacksonville and Blake Bortles. How many of you Patriot haters thought that? I'm guessing all of you. And no, it was not the officiating, and it was not rigged. But I'll tell you what it was. It was Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and that's why they're the Patriots and you're not. I'm Jim Rome.
It may be cold outside, but things are always cooking at the Backyard Barbecue Store. Hi, this is Dan Marguerite. Whether you are looking for a new grill, smoker, or just need some charcoal and smoking wood, we have you covered. We can even show you how to use that new grill at one of our grilling classes. Our newly designed space is also available for your next private event. The Backyard Barbecue, your Big Green Egg Superstore, is located at 535 Green Bay Road in downtown Wilmette. Or go to backyardbbqstore.com or call 847-251-2272. The Backyard Barbecue Store, your one-stop shop for everything barbecue.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty.
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months, or get up to $2,500 total savings. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dan Pompey.
What did you think as you sat through yet another coach hiring? I mean, you've been through a lot of them, Dan.
I think he's an easy guy to root for. He's an easy guy to like. Kind of understand what Ryan Pace and Ted Phillips and George McCaskey saw in him when they sat down with him. You understand why there was a spark and a chemistry and why they believed in him and think that he could be the guy that could take the Bears to the next. Yeah.
When you see bad for so long, sometimes you don't know what good looks like. And we've seen so many news conferences where people are up there talking all sorts of smack and just saying stuff that there was no belief in. And I felt an authenticity to this guy and a likability to this guy that you know, you couldn't help but kind of fall into the spell of it. But I was there.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I was just at Walgreens because I have a cold and needed to find relief fast. Do you know when the best time for a cold is? Never. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast. Brands like Mucinex provide cough symptom relief and last 12 hours. So, when there's no time for a cold, Walgreens gets me in, out, and feeling better. Fast. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Mucinex products are $20.99 through January 27th. Use as directed.
The 18th annual Chicago Polar Plunge returns Sunday, March 4th to North Avenue Beach.
Benefiting the 7,500 athletes of the Special Olympics Chicago program.
Registrations now open by visiting chicagopolarplunge.org.
You never know who will plunge this year.
Why will you plunge?
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they were breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Bite me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When he was asked the question about play calling in the Titans game, and his answer, I felt the energy of the room change. Like you could hear a pin drop. It was like one of those, like, a moment of, like, at a trial where, like, ooh.
I called every single play in the second half. That's a learning situation for me. You know, I've gone back, I've looked at it. There's scenarios where I wish I would have made some different choices with the play call.
You're on that wall. You need me on that wall. It was just, did you order the code red was the question.
That was a failure in my book for me. But I'll grow from it, and I'll learn from it. I promise you that.
I thought it was a very dramatic moment. Maddie?
I'm going to be aggressive. But it's got to be calculated. If you ask somebody to cross the line on me being aggressive or not aggressive, they're going to definitely say he's an aggressive play caller and person.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Milwaukee Bucks fired Jason Kidd based upon dropping into the eighth seed of the East, frayed relationships in the organization, and general non-alignment. According to league sources, the Bucks' job will be most sought after of offseason, largely because of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah, I think so. Having a guy who could be a top three player in the NBA would be reason for that. Why not hire David Fizdale right now?
I'm not an expert on this. That part I can't really comment on. But the first part that struck me is that I think the frayed relationships in the organization were somewhat predictive based on prior stops. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, why they thought it was going to be different here, I guess, is a little surprising to me. And now you see the end result.
We were just talking to David Schuster during the break, saying that, you know, the Bucks had a similar experience as all teams do with Scott Skiles, mm-hmm. where you have a very successful and talented and hard-headed, opinionated former point guard who is a little rough around the edges, who's got a half-life as a coach. He's going to come in and do some things, and at some point, you know, sooner than later, you're going to have to fire him. And we said the same thing about Jason Kidd, but they've got to figure that out. They've got to figure out what Jabari Parker is supposed to be and do. They have to figure out if they want the ball in the hands of Giannis or in the hands of Eric Bledsoe. And we talked with Brian Geltzeiler on the show last week about it. They need a rim protector, floor runner, defensive-minded big that doesn't require the ball. They've got to go find that if they want to compete right now. The other issue they've got to figure out is why Malcolm Brogdon got worse instead of better.
Is that Lopez?
That would not be a terrible fit for them, actually.
Yeah, maybe that's where the trade is to be made.
Yeah, and he also can score. He doesn't need to score, but he can score. That's not a bad name.
Yeah.
Lopez, or if Chandler is available, you know, you're talking about a couple of guys with Bulls connections there. Maybe it is. Maybe it would.
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, guys. It's 3:30 from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at the Allstate Arena February 6th when they host Michigan. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. And we begin with some major basketball news up in Milwaukee as the Bucks have indeed fired their head coach, Jason Kidd. Apparently, the front office had been becoming increasingly unhappy with the Bucks' place in the standings, and supposedly there were also some personality conflicts at play up there. Staying in the NBA, there are reports out of San Antonio that Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs coaching staff and brass, not exactly on the best terms either at the moment, likely related to Leonard being injured most of this season. As for the Bulls, they're down in New Orleans tonight. Chris Dunn will not play, and Jimmy Butler will not play for Minnesota tonight. He has a sore knee. The Blackhawks, they have sore feelings because of their place in the standings, but they'll try an inch closer to a playoff spot tonight as they play host to Tampa Bay, and Jeff Glass will be in goal. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the radio home for Super Bowl 52 on Sunday, February 4th, when the Patriots take on the Eagles. All right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
You name it, they got it here. Jeffries, I see a couple of his jerseys out here.
He stretches the field. I mean, he's a guy down the field. Alshon Jeffries.
Escort Alshon Jeffries.
Alshon Jeffries. Alshon Jeffries.
Alshon Jeffries.
Alshon Jeffries.
Yep, Jeffries.
Alshon Jeffries.
Can I? Obviously, that's not his name, but I've been thinking about this since this morning driving in, and I did want to make this point during the show today. I'm very proud of Bears fans who aren't going nuts
saying,
today pretending. Yeah, how'd we let him get away? Look what's happening. I knew it. It shouldn't have. He's the same Alshon Jeffries. He caught a couple touchdown passes in a route yesterday. He played well.
He didn't want to be a Bear.
He didn't want to be a Bear, and he is still not a true number one receiver. He's still a 1.5 or a 2. I'm happy for him. He's going to the Super Bowl. But good for you, Bears fans, for not going wild today about we never should have let him get away.
Because you were thinking it as he's scoring and thinking, oh, God, we're going to go to work
deal
tomorrow.
With this all day.
Why did they let Jeffries go? There's a tweet from Kurt in Austin that asks a really good question. It says, just for argument, for Bucks coach, what do you think about Becky Hammon? You know, she's going to get her shot because she is as respected a head coaching prospect, as respected an assistant as there is on a bench anywhere. And you start looking at trying to find the people who are working with the smartest people. If they keep taking Belichick's coordinators, you should keep looking at people who work very, very closely alongside Greg Popovich. And it's a matter of time. For an interview, and I don't know what the ownership and management of the Bucks think, but yeah, why not? Why not bring her in for an interview?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it shouldn't matter that she's a she and not a he. You know, is she a good enough coach? It's going to matter because of how groundbreaking it would be. I couldn't agree with you more. When I look at assistant coaches, I want to know who taught them, you know, where they're coaching, who they're learning from. That said, again, I don't know enough about her coaching creds to say that, yeah, she's the best choice or she's ready now.
Yeah, she has been very well thought of. She's been part of an all-star coaching staff. She was a head coach in the NBA Summer League. Spurs won the Summer League title in 2015 under her guidance.
I think the question you probably have to ask if you own and run the Milwaukee Bucks is, can my players handle the fact that she's a woman? I mean, that not that it's fair, but that's got to be part of the decision making. Is this roster ready to be part of this?
Yeah, I'm telling you, her reputation around the league.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying it's but it's certainly the question that the guy in charge has to ask himself.
Yeah, and I always know when I look at that list of the assistant coaches, her name is always on there. And then my mind always goes to who was most recently fired because of a bad fit or a weird circumstance, and David Fizdale, who is also respected as a tactician, was let go in Memphis just because of a spat with Marc Gasol, and they sided with the old Spaniard and instead of some of their younger players.
I think the difference here with Becky Hammon, though, is that you can be the assistant, you can be outstanding tactically, you can be a great teacher, you can do all these things. You're not the final word, you're not the boss, you're not the disciplinarian. And so this is where, if she's going to be the head coach, and she should get her crack, you do want to look at your roster and say, how are my guys going to react to that the first time she slaps one of them down? Not physically, obviously.
Well, at 5'6", 136. Yeah. I think you have to pick your battles wisely if that's the case. I don't know, but it is going to be a story whenever it happens.
I hope it happens soon. It's past time, but you know, you got to be careful if you're going to be the first one. We know that.
It's kind of like what happened with your take on the Raiders and what the Rooney Rule. Apparently, the NFL says they did everything by the book.
Which is not true.
Of course it's not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is the NFL lying? Are they fudging details? Or are they simply holding them to an absolute letter of the law? And is it good for anybody? Why didn't they just pay a nominal fine?
I think they know that they have a very difficult rule to abide by. It's working. There's no question. And you know, Dan, it's not even that it's working because of the number of minority head coaches. It's working because of the number of qualified minority assistants ready to take the next step to be head coaches. And so it is working, but it still isn't fair to everybody because if the guy that you want to hire and you're going to give him the job anyway is not a minority, why put everybody? So sometimes we deal with rules we don't like because it's the greater good and that they have a bigger benefit. And I think this is one of those rules.
Yeah, it's confusing to me when it's clear they knew who they wanted to hire and they hired that guy. And that in its essence runs afoul of the purpose of the Rooney Rule.
I think, and I'm only speculating here, that they're taking the position that we know that the rule is paying benefits. It's a good rule. We're going to leave it in. But we don't want to punish somebody because it was not their intent to break the rule so much as to not insult or you know, discredit anybody when they were going to do something different anyway.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. You know who's playing in the Super Bowl. This is my annual day of advice. decide who you think is going to win and stick with it, and don't spend the next 2 weeks watching all the ridiculous hype and hearing all of these crazy storylines and silly things being said. And wait a second, now I'm starting to change my mind. No, unless somebody loses a limb or is captured by aliens and absconded into space, make your call. I, like you said, I can't really see Nick Foles beating the Patriots.
You are going to possibly, and this is just a possibility, in the next, whatever we got, 11, 12 days, learn about some potential handicaps based on an injury or something like that. But these teams aren't going to change. I mean, you know what you've got. You know what the matchups are. You have to assume Gronkowski is going to play. Obviously, if he doesn't, that can be a difference maker, because Zach Ertz is really good, you know, and he can do some things for the Eagles, much like what Gronk can do. Nobody can do what Gronk can do, but he's in that next group now. But you know, short of a dramatic injury like that, there's no reason, nothing's going to happen in the next week and a half that's going to change your mind and say, oh, I thought the Eagles were the better team, but now I think the Patriots are the better team.
That's Hub Arkish in for Jason Goff, who is out today. I am Dan Bernstein, the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're going to talk with Patriots beat reporter Ryan Hannibal from WEEI just after 5. But we got some opportunities to spread our wings a little bit. If you got stuff you want to say, you got thoughts on yesterday's games, everything that's going on, we're right here for you. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive.
Here's your halftime snack, kids.
Yes! Go-Go Squeeze. That's the best. It tastes great, it's fun, and I can toss them on my back for practice. Then just squeeze and bam! I'm ready to get back on the field.
I always say yes to Go-Go Squeeze for the halftime snack. There's no artificial anything. Made from 100% all-natural fruit, and with over 25 flavors, Go-Go Squeeze gives the kids the fuel they need to explore, play, and just be kids. Go-Go Squeeze. Fruit on the go pouches. Discover what we're made of. Click the banner to see all our great flavors.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He seems like a very nice guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, regardless of what people think, you guys are good guys. I'm a good guy. Joe Ostrowski's a good guy. Kevin, I don't know. Ray Diaz. Ray Diaz, salt of the earth, really good guy.
But
you know what? This is a big job. This is the NFL.
We set out to find the best leader for our franchise, period. Our research, preparation, and the interview process led us to Matt
Nagy. That doesn't
mean
he's not a good guy. I just don't know if the good guy is ready for this
job.
Nobody
knows.
No one does.
It's a big freaking job. I don't know what the rush was.
Dustin,
he
doesn't know.
That I don't understand.
Dustin, we've talked about this. It's like a first-round draft pick in terms of it's a projection.
Correct.
You are just taking a shot. It might be great, and it might not.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The window talk that we usually have when it comes to championship teams. Last year was supposed to be the first year of the Cubs contending window. Your young guys come up, they struggle for 2 years, they round into something, and all of a sudden it's time. That's the normal trajectory. Cubs fans were witness to something I don't think they should ever take for granted. You had out the gate phenomenal performances from dudes who were young and didn't know what the hell they were doing. They just were excellent.
Even as difficult as that postseason was, and you look at the number of times they tried to shoot themselves in the foot while winning the World Series, or Joe Maddon was dropping landmines in front of them for no good reason, that they're trying to leap over without setting off the old bouncing Betty. Their talent just overcame variance in a way that was ridiculous and not sustainable.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Did you get a flu shot?
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
I did.
I'm trying to, I don't know.
Trying to what?
I'm not trying to do anything.
You're an anti-vaxxer? Is that where you are?
Not at all. Not at all. I just am lazy and have never actually gone and gotten the flu shot yet.
Okay, now you figure you're deep enough in.
Deep enough in that I feel like my immune system is just rock solid. No water, no vaccines.
Tremendous diet.
No coffee. Yeah, the tremendous radio
I
diet.
I will say this. You eat less frosting dye than me, Jay, or Rick.
That's true.
You ate less of the cookie cake with the frosting just painted onto that.
Yeah.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Coach says, you know, it's all about our story and what this team can do. And we had to write our own story tonight, and it took every player that played in the game, every coach that coached, every bit of energy and effort and preparation it took. And fortunate, you know, we came out with a win, played a great team and a great opponent in Jacksonville, but just happy we won, baby, and we're going to Minnesota.
Tom Brady, or some simulacrum of a human being that's called Tom Brady, after the game. Yeah, I guess, you know, with all due respect to Matt Light, I don't know that it's his competitiveness that makes him odd. It might just be the answer is he's just odd.
Yeah, I mean, he may be the greatest competitor of all time, but still, that's not a personality quirk. I there are people who are just socially awkward, you know, and I mean, I don't know if he is or he isn't, but it's the most likely thing I can come up with, because he just always comes off to me as a little bit insincere.
It's, know, the fact that he's an actual robot that makes him odd. He's an actual robot. There's no personality there. He's just acting out motions.
Aren't there college stories, something, somewhere, somebody?
Well, he was always, I mean, he was the same guy at Michigan. I mean, I was long gone by then, but of course, you know, was an alum. I was following it. And, you know, for 2 years, 2.5 years, he was, you know, they gave his job to Drew Henson. They gave his job to Brian Greasy. He never, you know, he was always the best and never got a chance. And, you know, so even then he was hard to read, you know, and when he got on the field and won and then had the job taken away from him, he was unhappy. So it goes back that far, but I've never heard any old college buddies or there was no, I mean, of course, this, I don't know, was when I was there, was different. When I was there, there was no fraternity life in Ann Arbor. It just wasn't cool to be in a fraternity. I don't know if that had changed by the time he was. And I started to say maybe there's a frat brother or something like that, but nobody that I've become aware of.
Who was the quarterback when you were there?
Oh, when I was there?
Yeah.
I was there during the 10-year war. I was there for Dennis Franklin, and then John Wengler, I think, followed Dennis Franklin. Rick Leach came
along. I was
going to
say, the first quarterback I remember is Rick Leach.
Well, he came along. I was gone already, I think, because I was there 73 through 76.
Yes, you were gone.
And so, yeah, but that was...
One of the first two sports stars. Was he a Blue Jays draft pick also?
Rick Leach, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, he was a really good ball player. And I think he ended up playing baseball, if I'm not incorrect.
I think he did. Yeah. A couple of texts coming in here saying that there was a... rumor that Becky Hammon was a candidate for the Bucks GM job last summer, so not a stretch. She could get a look as Bucks head coach. And then the 708 says Becky Hammon's not going anywhere. She's the next head coach of the Spurs as soon as Greg Popovich is done. Well, that's possible there too, that deal's already, you know, half made. Southside, this is Big Jim on the Score.
Hello, man. How you doing?
Good, Jim. What's up?
Good. Hey, you know, there's a little sidebar here, I think, that Hub and probably Dan, you can look at here. It seems like to me, just out of left field, that Ziggy Wilf and his Minnesota Vikings and the city of Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, have kind of pantsed Chicago in getting a Super Bowl. And the fact that they've got the, this is probably the first of what, how many they've got because of the indoor stadium now. And as of today, Chicago will never have a Super Bowl.
I don't think Chicago wants one.
Well, I think they'd like one if they had a stadium that would house it. But,
yeah, I don't
yeah,
want
I mean, well, I can guarantee you Rahm Emanuel would love it if he could get it done. It's just like everything else he's out there competing for. But, Jim, I mean, the first one in Minnesota was simply an experiment. Everybody was talking about doing it in the north, and they had an indoor stadium, which in those days, you know, 56,000 wasn't considered as small as it is now. This one is just part of the NFL's kind of rule over the last 20 years or so. Build a stadium, we will give you a Super Bowl. If the mayor or whoever wants to build a stadium, they'll get a Super Bowl. The problem is that you can't play a Super Bowl in Soldier Field in February. I mean, I know they played one outdoor at MetLife Stadium, but they were willing to do that because they could get 81,000 people in. They're not going to do it for 61,000 people at Soldier Field.
Appreciate the call, Jim. This segment brought to you by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Dine-in only. Prices may vary. Restrictions apply. Yeah, that's another thing I was thinking of, too, that it happened when the Super Bowl was in Detroit. We always said, why is it in Detroit and not here in Chicago? Why is it Minneapolis? They can do cold weather cities. I'm okay without Super Bowls.
In Detroit, it was because they built the original dome, and then they built Ford Field. Those are the two Super Bowls they got. And I'll never forget that it was, I believe it was 1982, 81 season, the Niners beat the Bengals. But what I'll never forget about that is there was a horrific ice storm up there. And for the week leading up, couldn't get anywhere. And there was actually a media event on Wednesday where they did a pub crawl, and a member of the media was killed.
What?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know how inebriated he was, but they were jumping on and off these trolleys, and he slipped and slid under the bus. I don't know.
Threw under the bus.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd look it up, but it happened. And actually, that game, the media buses with a police escort is what I'm trying to say. Some of us were like 8 minutes late getting in, missed the first 8 minutes of the first quarter, just trying to get into the game because the traffic patterns were so bad and the driving was so bad. And it was after that one that they said never again. And then there was a bunch of northern cities pushing, well, we could do it in Minnesota. It's downtown.
We'll kill three media members.
Yeah, well, that wasn't, obviously was not a good outcome. Right. Yeah. I actually have a good story about that one if you want. It was, the day of the game. I was a big runner in those days. I was trying to run long distances, or whatever, and obviously couldn't. And so we were at, I want to say we were at a Hyatt hotel that was like 30 or 40 stores. So I spent that whole week doing stairs for my workout, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so on the Sunday of the game, I go out a couple hours before the game and I'm running stairs and I'm going up and down. And,
let me guess, you got trapped.
I was in my third or fourth rep or whatever, and all of a sudden, three big burly guys came out of a door and slammed me up against the wall and wanted to know what I was doing. And I said, I'm working out.
Right.
Shouldn't be in these stairs. These stairs have been, there's no public access allowed. I said, well, I'm a guest here at the hotel. And they got me barred up against the wall.
Were they hotel security or were they working for a team?
No, they were working for the Vice President of the United States who had shown up.
That's called Secret Service.
Well, whoever they were. Yes.
That's not just security, guys. That's Secret Service. Yeah, you don't mess with that.
George H.'s people were there. And they did what everybody said. I'm like, guys, I'm harmless. I didn't know, you know.
Do you know who I am? I'm Hub Arkish.
They held me there for over an hour, which is why I was on one of those late buses, late getting into the game. So
you don't mess with them. But
But I didn't know. Yeah. I wasn't trying to mess with anybody. I had no idea the guy was in the hotel.
That happened when Ronald Reagan landed at Deerfield High School. When the helicopter landed in 80, what year was it? 86, maybe? And
83.
And it was by the women's softball field over on by the driver's ed courses over there. That's right where he landed. And there was the secondary helicopter and the media helicopter. All three of these big Chinooks, I believe, landed there. So not only the week leading up to that, not only did the Secret Service go to people on Summit Drive there and say you can't be in the top floor of your house because they looked at every possible shooting angle. They were, the Secret Service was all over the high school beforehand. And of course, this one mouthy kid made some kind of comment that he thought was funny.
No, don't do it.
They didn't think it was funny, oddly enough. And like I said, he was tied into a knot and you didn't see him for the remainder of the school day. Because he had a bunch of questions to answer, and the people in his family had questions to answer. It was, you just don't, you know, you don't screw around with that.
My brother, I won't say which one, was detained and held by TSA in the New Orleans airport following a Super Bowl just because he didn't like the speed with which the line was moving.
Come on.
I've got my wife, we've got other people with us, and here's my idiot brother, and he just, I forget exactly what the words were, but when they came out of his mouth, I said, you're screwed. And sure enough. And so now my wife is, well, should we get on the plane without him? I said, yeah, I'm getting on the plane without him. It's not my fault.
You know? Might as well change his last name to something ethnic.
He ended up getting home like 8 hours later. They eventually put him on a plane that connected there somewhere. So
they always say, of course, that the random security checks are just that. They're completely random. Well, my friend is Indian and has in Indian sounding last name, relatively so. His wife is blonde haired, blue eyed, And she said she had never, ever been selected out by security until she took his last name, when it would just sort of pop up. It's like, oh, now I'm randomly, again, I'm randomly being talked to here and checked again. Funny how that happens. It's like, again, we get back to the Dave Chappelle bit. There's a note here from Stonecutter who says, I have an impromptu ask Hub. I know he's an inside backer, and if the Bears are going to draft front seven, they could probably go edge. But if they could solidify the edge in free agency, Ziggy Ansah, is there any chance the Bears draft Roquan Smith?
No, I knew he was going Roquan Smith
from
Georgia.
Of course he was.
And the answer is I can't imagine. And the reason would be, now here, there's some ifs here. I would really like to, they're going to have, the early homework I've done on this, they've got about $49 million in cap space. They're going to clear another $23 million, assuming that they release Mike Glennon, Pernell McPhee, and I had one other guy going, Jarrell Freeman. Okay, so now you're at about $62 million in cap space.
I think good bets on all three.
Oh, I would
right?
think so, yeah. The cap is going to go up $8 to $10 million. So they're going to have roughly $70 million, maybe a little bit over $70 million in cap space. They can go after any free agents they want. That's not the issue here. I would like to see them re-sign three key guys, being Prince Amukamara, Kyle Fuller, and Christian Jones.
Not That's because, a lot of money at cornerback in 1 year.
I don't think they're going to be as expensive as I first thought they were. You know, they're not. I mean,
are they playing baseball now?
Yeah, Amukamara is 29 years old, and Fuller is going to get a lot of money, but it's not going to be Stephon Gilmore money. It's going to be somewhere below that.
And like you say, the Gilmore earned his money with one play, right?
But so the point would be, whatever you spend on him, even if you overpay, you're going to still have, you know, for this year, $40-50 million in cap space left.
And you trust Kyle Fuller having paid him?
Either that or I franchise him. So either way, I want to see him back, you know. Okay. I don't want to let him get away. I know that, because these guys are hard to replace,
you know.
But where I'm going with this is, if you bring Christian Jones back, Danny Trevathan's the leader of your football team, and they love Kwiatkowski. What's the point of bringing in Roquan Smith? I mean, he may be a great player, but you have big needs for a pass rusher. I think you have big needs on the offensive line. You got to get better at tight end. You need another safety. There's so many other things that you need. Now, let me shoot myself in the back. I am a huge believer that you always draft the best football player available. If Roquan Smith is clearly a better prospect than a pass rusher or a left tackle, okay, go ahead, but I just don't think it's what they're going to do.
This is how he argues it. He said, in this scenario, Ansah solidifies your pass rush. With Smith inside, you only have to worry about one of Trevathan or Kwiatkowski staying healthy at any given time. Smith and Floyd are both smaller, faster, rangier linebackers, and Fangio already trusts Floyd in coverage. And Smith, despite playing inside, put up 6.5 sacks. The amount of versatility you'd offer your defense by having two of those guys, one inside and one outside, is making me tumescent. It seems like such a perfect, obvious fit.
Where did the Ansah piece come in? That wasn't part of the original question.
He did. He said, first paragraph, if they could solidify the edge in free agency.
Okay, I didn't
Ziggy
see it. Okay. I don't think Ziggy Ansah is getting out of Detroit, number one. Listen, if you get a Ziggy Ansah, then you're in a whole different situation, because now, if Ziggy Ansah and Leonard Floyd are healthy, and Floyd's the player I think he can be, and then you can still plug in maybe a Willie Young situationally and some other guys. Akeem Hicks is one of the best interior pass rushers in the league. Sure, you can afford that luxury now, but you have to be convinced that Roquan Smith's the best player available at that spot.
Another report here from Pro Football Talk. We're going to talk about it after the update. They say the Browns are close to hiring an offensive coordinator. Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, who has been on the beat for, two decades there. She says the Browns are hiring Todd Haley.
Yeah, no, that's been out there for a couple days now, and it'd be interesting. Todd is one strange dude, but he's a pretty good offensive coordinator.
He is that. Yeah. I remember the wide receivers coach here.
And that's my favorite. Do you remember it was on the back page of the Sun-Times?
Save it. We'll talk about it on the other side on the Score.
Marcus. The matchup is set. The New England Patriots will take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 52.
Touchdown!
Listen live Super Bowl Sunday, February 4th, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official home of the Super Bowl, a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
I was just at Walgreens because I have a cold and needed to find relief fast. Do you know when the best time for a cold is? Never.
Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast. Brands like Mucinex provide cough symptom relief and last 12 hours. So, when there's no time for a cold, Walgreens gets me in, out, and feeling better. Fast. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Now with card, select Mucinex products are $20.99 through January 27th. Use as directed.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Brian Urlacher.
You can't take too many chances with rookies. I thought they did a good job with Mitch. I agree they should have maybe opened it up a little bit more for him earlier. And if he makes mistakes, he makes mistakes to learn from him. I'm so excited for the future for this kid because it's been a long time since we had a quarterback.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.